you seem so ready to deny that the song could in any way be autobiographical.
I know how to be good.
But you've had that problem throughout your career with so many songs sung in the first person where people just assume they are about you, that junkie is you, that person having that particular problem is you, that violence is you, that whatever it is. You know, I mean, we tend to gravitate towards the negative things rather than the positive ones. But
the compassionate, loving.
Yeah, right, right. We don't tend to think of you in
that
in those
too.
Terms.
That too. Hey.
But have you always felt the desire to say to people, hey, this is a song. It's in a sense, it's a work of fiction. It's not necessarily about me.
Some songs seem to be more powerful in the first person. And my life isn't all that exciting, so a lot of times I write about people around me or things in newspapers, and sometimes even that's not that exciting in New York, so you have to combine them. So you've got a composite of something that may or may not have happened to someone that you know, and you put it in the first person. And if you do it really well, people should believe it happened to you. So, you know, when I get blessed with all this, I believe you did this, it's kind of a great compliment.
Everything you write is autobiographical, Lou. Yeah.
I guess in one way or another, that's true, though, isn't
it's
it,
absolutely
Chris?
The truth. Yeah. I mean, everything you're writing is from the heart, like he's writing. Yeah.
That means you're the dirty...